This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update for April 28th. This is Mike Adams here. Got some good news for you today. I've been looking at the reopening plans by various states, including Texas. And from what I can see so far, the reopening plans, for the most part, are pretty good. For example, Texas is running basically what you might call experiments lasting 2 weeks each. So for each two-week block, the state of Texas will be slightly relaxed in terms of, you know, people being able to go to restaurants or movie theaters or fitness centers and bars eventually and so on. And if during that two-week period, the number of infections and hospitalizations and deaths continues to trend downward, then for the subsequent two-week period, then the rules are relaxed even more. So I think the first two-week period will say that, okay, restaurants can open, but only at 25% of capacity, or movie theaters, you know, 25% capacity, something like that. And then maybe 2 weeks later, they might be able to reopen at 50% capacity and so on. And this is a very smart thing. And most of the states, not all of them, but most of the states are either mandating people wear masks in public places such as retail stores and public transportation and so on, or strongly encouraging masks to be worn. And both of those are good pieces of advice. In addition, strong social distancing is continuing to be, well, aggressively recommended, perhaps enforced in some places. Active discouragement of crowds, even on the beaches in California, is probably going to be a crackdown on that. But a lot of good thinking is going into this by governors. And so I have to say right now, today, Governor Abbott of Texas, in my view, is really doing a fantastic job. And it's a good thing he didn't listen to the pandemic denialists who say the virus isn't real, nobody's really dying, masks don't work, and so on and so forth. Those people would just get millions killed, frankly. So it's a good thing that Governor Abbott isn't listening to those people. It's a good thing that he's exercising caution. We must be cautious with this because it is a highly transmissible, deadly, genetically engineered biological weapon that's designed to exterminate human life. You don't deal with that by ignoring it. You don't just say, oh, it's no big deal. You have to exercise extreme caution with something like that, or it will overtake your society. Because see, here's the deal. If the numbers of infections remain low, and by low, what I mean is beneath the contact tracing capacity of the state in question, then the state doesn't have to resort to a larger scale lockdown. So if they can keep the numbers low to where state health officials can basically follow up on people who are infected, make sure that they're isolating, check on who else might have been infected by that person and so on. That's called contact tracing. As long as there's enough personnel to do that, then we can keep society churning along at something that's increasingly more like normal. But if the number of infections gets so large that contact tracing is impossible, then what happens is you just have to resort to lockdowns again to get the numbers low again so you can start keeping track of people who are infected, you know, for isolation purposes and so on. So that's going to be the key as the states reopen. And what I find fascinating and really critical in all of this is that a lot of this depends on the compliance of the population. And in many conservative states, compliance may be shockingly low. Like in Texas, for example, a lot of people have now been lied to by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and conservative media pundits and independent media pundits. And they've just been lied to constantly and told that there is no virus, it's not infectious, doesn't exist, nobody's dying, masks don't work, and so on. Well, what happens if those people believe that disinformation? A lot of them do. And so they just walk around society as an asymptomatic carrier, not wearing a mask, not exercising precautions, not washing their hands, and they just infect a bunch of people. Well, then guess what? You're going to get a new explosion of infections, eventually resulting in new lockdowns in those areas where people are the least compliant. So it's ironic, kind of sad, too, that the people who want to be locked down the least are going to be the ones who end up being locked down the most, because they refuse to act like adults and just wear masks, you know, wash hands, do these simple basic things. that really don't intrude on your freedom. You're not in a gulag just because you're wearing a mask as you're shopping. You're not in a gulag. You're just being responsible. But a lot of people don't want to be responsible. They don't want to wear a mask. So guess what? They're going to get locked down at some point, very likely. Whereas more progressive, Democrat-leaning liberal people, they tend to be more obedient, more compliant with government directives, I guess because a lot of them believe in big government, you know. But they're going to be the ones who have the least problems with new infections because they're more compliant. So they will end up having more freedom than the pro-freedom people. Isn't that interesting? You know, eventually that's how this is going to work out. People who exercise caution and wear masks and so on, they're going to have their freedom back sooner than others who resist all of this. So it really comes down to what the population chooses. How free do you want to be, really? If you want to be free, wear a mask, wash your hands, practice social distancing. And over a period of a few weeks or a couple of months, your freedoms are going to be all the way back. But for some reason, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. And so it's weird. It's like they want to be enslaved. And the disinformation that's being pushed out there by the pro-liberty media right now will end up under new lockdowns and vaccine mandates. So it's bizarre how a lot of the anti-vaccine movement has, in effect, become advocates for vaccine mandates through complacency. It's like they're begging for vaccines to come along because they won't take steps to stop the infections before the vaccines get here. See, my strategy has always been, let's beat this before the vaccines ever come out. Let's beat this with nutrition, with zinc and vitamin C and elderberry and all these things, and wearing masks and washing our hands and not gathering together in groups that are in, you know, enclosed spaces and sharing aerosolized coronavirus particles and so on. Let's beat this thing before the vaccines get here. But to do that, we have to take it seriously. Unfortunately, the other voices out there are saying that it's not real and they're just pushing complacency, and that will lead to vaccine mandates. So in this case, it won't even be the Democrat public that leads to mandatory vaccines. It's going to be the pro-liberty people that end up leading to mass vaccine mandates because of complacency, which is one reason why I've been so outspoken here and trying to wake people up to this dynamic and explain that we'd better find a way to beat this. Otherwise, we're all going to end up enslaved under vaccine mandates because the infections will never really end if people don't wear masks and you know, take precautions and so on. So that's where we are with all of this. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out pandemic.news to stay informed or read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening and stay informed, stay alert. There's a lot more coming here. I'll talk to you again soon. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.